Moving on now this morning, the Presidential Commission charged with studying U.S. intelligence failures has released a scathing report. It's over more than 600 pages, and the commission critiques intelligence gathering and analysis and recommends dozens of dramatic changes. It concludes that this nation's spy services were, quote, dead wrong in almost all their judgments on Iraq's weapons arsenal. And we're now going to NPR's Mary Louise Kelly for more on that story. And Mary Louise, what else is said about intelligence gathering, first regarding Iraq?
On Iraq, it calls it a major intelligence failure, and it said there were three reasons why it became such a massive intelligence failure. First is that spies did not collect enough good information, and it found that a lot of what they did collect was either worthless or misleading. It said this was true for the CIA, but also for other agencies, the National Security Agency, the Pentagon's Defense Intelligence Agency, for example. Second problem, it found analysts made serious errors. And then the third thing is that it found the leaders of the intelligence community failed to make clear just how little they knew. Just how much of what they knew was based on assumptions rather than good evidence. However, the commission also found that there's no evidence that intelligence officials deliberately distorted evidence. It said what intelligence professionals told you about Saddam Hussein's programs was what they believed. They were simply wrong.
The most sensitive question here is whether the intelligence information, good or bad, was misused for political purposes. Did the commission get into that?
This question of what policymakers did with intelligence once it reached them, it doesn't. In fact, the report specifically says, I think they knew that this would come up, and they say, we weren't authorized to investigate how policymakers used the intelligence they received. So they don't touch that question of whether the president, his senior advisors, cabinet secretaries may have cherry-picked intelligence to support the case for war. There may be another report out there someday that will touch that, but the 600 pages of this report do not.
Okay, so that's the history, looking back at Iraq. There's also a current problem, a number of them, including questions about Iran and North Korea and their weapons of mass destruction. What is the commission saying about intelligence gathering there?
There's not a lot of detail in the public version of this report. They go into much more detail, apparently, in the classified version. But there are some broad statements that I think will be enough to set off alarm bells. They write, and let me quote, "The bad news is we still know disturbingly little about the weapons programs and even less about the intentions of many of our most dangerous adversaries." And a few pages later, they say, in fact, in some cases, we know less now than we did 5 or 10 years ago. So this is a pretty grim prognosis, particularly given the degree of concern about the nuclear ambitions of these countries such as Iran and North Korea.
How could we know less as time goes on instead of more?
It's quite stunning, isn't it? Apparently they go into some detail in the classified version about human intelligence or lack thereof, that the U.S. has just not been able to penetrate these regimes' inner circles.
Now, this report looks at intelligence agencies that have already been reformed since the commission began its work. Is the commission proposing any more reforms?
Many. 74, in fact, specific recommendations. They go into details all across the board, from reforming the FBI to creating a National Counterproliferation Center to creating a new human intelligence directorate, which would absorb the CIA's current clandestine service. That will be really a controversial recommendation. And then they get some into the daily tasks of the new intelligence director. They recommend that he should not become the president's daily briefer and show up every day in the Oval Office, as the president has said he wants this new intelligence chief to do. The commission says that would be a bad idea, that being too focused on current intelligence would mean the long-term priorities of the intelligence community would suffer.
You said splitting off the clandestine service, the spies, basically, of the CIA. That's taking the CIA and breaking it up.
They say this new directorate could become part of the CIA, but it would be a fundamental reorganization of the way that agency has done human intelligence.
Mary Louise, thanks very much.
You're welcome.
That's NPR intelligence correspondent Mary Louise Kelly.